anyone wants gluten-free expo tickets at the DCU Center in Worcester, just call 508-871-7000. Give your name to Cam, and we will get you on the list. It is Saturday and Sunday, and I know it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, I don't think I want to go inside, but there's going to be some interesting stuff going on there. So we just, you know, we just had this wonderful conversation with Jim LaValle, and the question that that we have is how is it that some people can look at a piece of cake and walk away from it, and someone else eats the entire cake and then looks for more, and there's never a satisfaction? How is it that someone can take one drink and not finish it, where someone who has an issue with alcohol can have that entire drink and then some? Well, joining us today is Dr. Keith Cantor. He's been an advocate of healthy living for over 30 years, and he was appointed CEO of Service Foods, the largest all-natural food company of its kind in the United States. He's currently CEO and founder of the NAMED program, which frees people from addiction through nutrition. And it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Talk to me about why people relapse and how it has to do with inflammation and all of those things.
Okay, first, if you have the time, let me explain what addiction is, or substance abuse or whatever, because a lot of people still to this day think of it as an option, that people are making the decision to drink, or they're making the decision to take opioids, and that's really not true. I guess it could be the first time, but it's really not true. It's an actual disease. And a lot of people don't know that, because what happens is the definition of a disease is that there's a problem with an organ. In this case, it would be the pancreas for the things. There's a defect in the insulin, in the example I'm using, and the symptoms are the symptoms of diabetes. That'd be an example. Well, the same is true with drugs and alcohol. There's several different theories, genetics, the reward system, memory, stress, and a choice from the frontal cortex. And it's really a combination of all of them. But what really happens is when you take drugs or alcohol, and of course certain foods, it stimulates the opiate receptors. The opiate receptors release chemicals that will then go and stimulate the dopamine. And you've heard of that, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter, and that'll go from the frontal cortex down to the middle brain, and the middle brain is where we don't have any choices. It's like moving away from fire real quick. That's something happens within seconds. Well, when you do it enough, sometimes they say for some drugs it could just be one or two times, a chemical starts going back up called glutamate, and that's the one that makes all the memories. And over a period of time, it controls the middle brain, so you don't have a choice. You're making the equivalent of that the drug or alcohol is equal to pleasure, which means it's equal to living, and you'll do anything to get it. And those memories become ingrained in you. And until you could really get off of it and use a therapist and use the proper food and over a period of time, you're addicted. You have absolutely no choice, because those memories are ingrained, and over a period of time, it actually takes over the free choice of the frontal cortex. And then you're just...
I absolutely... Yep. You're spot on. As a former alcoholism counselor, you are spot on. And as someone who truly believes that there are certain foods still to this day that I choose not to eat and I stay away from, because if I begin to eat them, I know that I cannot control myself or my body.
That's right. And that's what the NAME program is.
Don't eat them.
The NAME program stands for nutritional... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The NAME program stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation, Eating and Drinking. And it's expanded, so now it also covers mental illness. Now, you need a therapist, but the bottom line is certain foods stimulate the opiate receptors. And when the opiate receptors are stimulated, even if you're not taking the drugs or the alcohol, the same thing happens with the dopamine and everything, just in smaller doses. So what people do, and the reason the relapse rate is so high that you're asking about, is because they get them to stop taking the drugs or the alcohol, but the people just substitute something for it, like sugar or like nicotine. And all of those things, sugar, gluten, dairy, additives, preservatives, dyes, nicotine, and of course drugs and alcohol, all of those things stimulate the opiate receptors and cause a dopamine response. So then when you leave the clinic or stop the therapy, it's pretty easy to relapse because your body never really got off of it. It just switched to a weaker form. And then when somebody comes over and says, hey, you want to try a little of this? It's an 85% relapse rate overall nationwide.
Can you talk a little bit about the pH of the body? And there was a question that my last guest did not get a chance to answer. We were talking about blood sugar. The question was what to take to reduce blood sugar so that she won't wake up at night. And then when she does, she can't fall asleep. And then she wants to know, should she eat something before bed to balance blood sugar?
Okay, well, first of all, the pH of the body is supposed to be between 7.35 and 7.45, which is slightly alkaline. You know, 7 is neutral. Above 7 is alkaline, below 7 is acidic. Most Americans have an acidic diet. When you have acid, it causes acidosis over a period of time when you're too acidic. Now, the body could control the pH, and the acidity only takes place in little certain spots, but that's where you'll get the acidosis, and that causes inflammation. Inflammation, first of all, adversely affects 85% of all diseases, but one of them, and the reason why I studied it so much, is because it affects the insulin mechanism. And it tells your body either to that it wants sugar and gives you a sugar craving, or it tells your body that you don't need sugar, but then it tells the cells to drop the sugar, you know, that they're holding. So it throws off the sugar, even if you didn't eat any, because of all the sugar that's holding. So what your person should do is have an overall alkaline diet, and there's a very, very good water that I researched called Aqua OH, AQUAOH. I think the website is aqua-oh.com. And it's a hydroxide alkaline water. And the OH, which is hydroxide, combines with the H, where, you know, the hydrogen protons, which is where acidity comes from, and it just moves it out of the body. And that's been very helpful for my patients. I tested it over 400 times before I really started using it regular. And it's inexpensive because it comes as a concentrate and you mix it. So that helps a lot besides having an alkaline diet. And all of my menus are 70% alkaline and 30% acidic. Because if you made it all alkaline, nobody would eat them.
Right.
So that's what she has to do.
She
has to watch her, not so much her pH, her acidity, because that's what's affecting her sugar.
Okay. Well, we don't talk a lot about the pH balance of the body, and we should, because you know and I know that when the balance isn't there, then the body can get sick and cancers and other things can happen?
Oh, inflammation adversely affects, I don't know how many it causes, but it adversely affects, this is right from the CDC, 85% of all diseases. So you're talking about cancer, heart disease, pretty much almost every disease that you could think of is negatively affected by inflammation. And the bad part is the food companies purposely have food technologists or food scientists that make sure that the people want to eat more food. And the way they do that is by making it stimulate the opiate receptors and cause pleasure through the dopamine. So although they're not doing it for that reason, you know, for drugs or alcohol, they're doing it for that old commercial, I bet you can't eat just one. Well, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. It's because it's causing pleasure. And that's one of the things that we work off of is our pleasure center. That's what the whole pretty much middle brain is. And things that cause pleasure, you know, there's certain things, you'll see something that you really, really like to eat, and you walk by and your mouth starts watering because you have all these great memories of it. Because it caused the opiate receptors to be stimulated and to make the dopamine release and cause pleasure. And that's what drugs and alcohol do.
Do you believe that with changing the diet, and for many people it means adding healthy fats and fat loading at the beginning to get the body away from the sugar, at least it's been a very successful tool in many cases, not always, but in many cases, that along with this approach, you need not just the one piece, you need the mental, the physical, the spiritual, you need all of it?
Yes. For example, with my name program, except for as a sample, I won't do it unless the person is working with a therapist. Because a therapist could find out why you started taking the drugs or why you have a certain mental disorder, let's say sex addiction or anxiety. But if I don't take away the physical part of what's causing either the addiction or the mental illness, it makes the therapist's job so much harder. So I only work in conjunction with a therapist. And after the first menu, they have to send me an email to send another menu and to send another menu. Just this way I know they're still going through therapy. And I can give you an easy example.
Right.
Sex addiction affects 30 million Americans. It's a real disease. And for men, if you're a sex addict, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot by asking you this question, but what chemical or nutrient do you think they have too much of in their body? Testosterone.
I don't know.
Testosterone.
That is my first answer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, and women have both testosterone and estrogen if they have too much. So for men, to make it easier to find out why they're having the problem, which the therapist has to do, I give him menus that don't have testosterone in it, that don't have the building blocks for testosterone, and that have a little estrogen and soy, which has estrogen in it, to take away the physical urge for the sex, some of it, or to make it less, you know, to mitigate it some, and then it makes the therapist's job easier. If you have anxiety disorder, the therapist has to find out what's giving you the anxiety, but you don't have enough serotonin in your body because that's the good mood gene, good mood neurotransmitter. So I give him menus that build serotonin and have 5-HTP in it, which is the building block of it, and melatonin to make it easier for the therapist. Because if he's working against both a physical urge and a mental, it's much harder. Just like mine, my program won't work unless I could have a therapist that'll find out the mental reason for it. I can get rid of the physical reason.
Absolutely.
But when you have both,
we need to take a break, doctor. We thank you so much, and this is a wonderful conversation. How can people find out more about the work you're doing?
Oh, they can go to namedprogram.com, NEMED program.com. drkeithkeith.com, or they could go to DR for doctor, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing.
Oh, no problem at all. If you ever want me to do another interview, just tell me.
Yes, we'll call. We'll be in touch, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay.
Okay, but you need me to get off now, right?
DRN, 8:30 a.m. on the dial.
Okay, bye. Okay. She liked it. Did it sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Want to go back to bed now?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. Nothing about my nice personality. And the answer is your sister. You're going to say, who said you had a nice personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.